William Sam McGee, 1st Special Service Force. What you have to appreciate is that a soldier is completely equipped and he carries everything on his back that he needs. And what they do is supply you with what you need when they can. When they can. Because it's not always possible to get supplies to you. So what happens is that the first thing is you have an emergency chocolate bar. In the American Army, it's called a D-bar. And it's like a car milk chocolate bar. The only thing is it's about an inch thick and it's six sections. Each one of those six sections will keep you alive for 24 hours. So that's your emergency. Then you have your daily rations, and you get them on a daily basis. And you fill up with water on a daily basis, every chance you have. But it's called conservation. You don't drink water like it's going out of style because you don't know when you're going to get it filled again. And as I previously mentioned, the two pills to purify your water are yucky and you sure don't want that on a day-to-day basis. So let me go on and identify some of the other things that you have on a one-on-one basis. The sewing kit. The sewing kit is very small, cloth, tied, and in it you have your normal needles and threads, and a bit of wool, so you can learn how to patch your socks. By the way, we had to learn how to do the weaving and patch your socks, and how to replace a button. And you got Irish thread, which is strong, and you also got a little square of wax about the size of a caramel, and that's what you wax the thread before you use it to keep it and make it work better. And we also had what is called a bachelor button. Now, a bachelor button was just what it says, and it's metal, and one section is the male part and the other is the female, and the male part has a point on it, so you push it right through the material and then push it into the button and snap the button on it, and there it is. And now you have your bachelor button taken care of your needs for the moment. Then when you get a chance, then you replace it with a regular button, so you've got your bachelor button handy for an emergency. And we learned how to darn a sock and how to sew. It was great.